Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, and joining us, Elizabeth Wunderlich from the U.S. Meat Export Federation. We're back with Elizabeth after this.
I remember watching the eagles soar at 10 killer.
I remember roasting marshmallows over our campfire at Natural Falls.
I remember riding the dunes at Little Sahara.
We went back and asked folks of all ages, what do Oklahoma State Parks mean to you? Well, we got your replies, and as it turns out, you've made even more memories.
I remember taking the RV to Red Rock Canyon.
I remember climbing to the top of Black Mesa.
I remember catching the biggest fish at Fort Cobb.
There's any number of ways to spend your time in an Oklahoma State Park, because from the pine forests of the southeast to the spectacular mesas of the Panhandle, from the lakes and forests of the northeast to the rugged mountains of the southwest, we've got over 70,000 acres of some of the most diverse terrain in the nation. And whether you stay in a lakeside lodge, secluded cabin, or campground, you'll find it's the perfect place to make memories of your own. For more information about Oklahoma State Parks, visit TravelOK.com.
I don't remember a better time ever.
Despite a sluggish economy, the Caribbean region was a strong performer for U.S. beef and pork exports in 2009. Elizabeth Wunderlich, Caribbean representative for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says there's a lot of potential in 2010, and one of the strategies of the USMEF in this region is to help teach retailers and food service operators how to use the various beef cuts that they're already buying.
In the economic situation that we're in, we're taking existing inventory, such as a New York strip or a ribeye, and showing new marketing ideas, how to get more SKUs if you're at the supermarket level, or how to get more menu ideas from the same cut. Because one of the trends that you see is people don't want to inventory a lot of things. They kind of want to streamline, be lean and mean. So that's really our strategy for next year. Our seminars will be focusing on what I call bailout cuts, cuts that can help you reduce your food costs, but still keep you in the high-quality meat category.
And Wunderlich adds that with support from the Texas Beef Council, the Meat Export Federation is providing specialized training to Caribbean sales representatives so they're better able to market alternative cuts of U.S. beef.
We're going to be teaching them how to be better salesmen and, most importantly, how to increase their comfort level with our product, especially cuts they don't know. They pretty much know tenderloin and they know strip, they know ribeye, but it's the flat iron or the flank or the skirt steak or the shoulder clod heart or the chuck roll that they may not be comfortable with, and if they're not comfortable with it, they won't sell it. So this helps them be more successful, increase their sales, and move inventory of some of the cuts that are beyond the middle meats that they can compete in because their competition may not be bringing those cuts in. So that's a lot of the strategy of what we're doing with the Texas Beef Council, and we love that working relationship. They've been very good to us.
Elizabeth Wunderlich, working in an area that's very close to us, most certainly geographically, and one that offers a lot of opportunity. She represents the U.S. Meat Export Federation in that Caribbean region. I'm talking about some of the ways that we're trying to expand beef sales from the U.S. into this region. One of those strategies being helped through some extra dollars being tossed in by the Texas Beef Council, this particular project trying to help sell more U.S. beef, especially from the value cuts lineup into the Caribbean region. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, here's an idea that can improve your pastures. Check out Wrangler Seeded Bermuda Grass. It's a tremendous high-quality forage well-suited for the tough growing conditions we find here in Oklahoma. Wrangler Seedbed Bermuda Grass has been developed by Johnston Seed Company using breeding lines from Oklahoma State University. Wrangler is the only seeded Bermuda Grass that NRCS will cost share. Call Johnston at 1-800-375-4613 and they'll tell you more about Wrangler Seeded Bermuda Grass. Make it your choice for high-quality forage.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network, a service of Griffin Communications.